Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi and welcome to Glammed with Grace. It's such a pleasure to have you today. I hope all is well with you. I hope you're doing awesome and I hope the new year is treating you well. And I don't know if you're like me, if you've set, goals for this year. I hope you are, trying as much as possible to achieve them. It is achievable. If not, you're not going to make them goals, right? But I'm so excited about today. I have something to talk about. And before I do, I'm going to start the introduction and I'll be back. I'll see you in a bit, guys. Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Welcome to my podcast. Hi guys, I'm back and it's so good to have you on Glammed with Grace. Thank you for tuning in and for joining me today. I'm so excited to catch up with you. I hope all is well with you in this new year. You know, there's something that I wanted to discuss and talk about. Well, that's not the main thing that I'm talking about today, but I just wanted to check on your mental health because recently, and I'm sure you've probably heard about the story or one or two stories of people committing suicide at the beginning of the year. You know, I know, COVID 2020, 2021 was rough. It was tough. But don't you ever feel like, if you are, at that verge of depression, don't ever feel like you can never talk to nobody or don't feel like it's the end of the world. Because honestly, it really isn't. At the end of it all, joy comes, right? In the morning, at the end, at the other side, there are angels waiting to minister to you. At the other side, God is there, is right there to bring the right people into your life if you let him in. Just know that you are loved. Oh my God, you are so loved regardless of what people around you are saying. You are so loved by God. You are amazing. You are everything that you are meant to be. You are created not by accident, but for a purpose. And know that you are worth all the good things that is about to come your way. So I just wanted to put that out there because I know sometimes I do ask, how is our mental health, our spiritual health, and our physical health doing? But the mental health is what I want to talk about and ask you, sis, how is your mental health doing? If you feel like you're sad, you're lonely, please reach out to someone. I'm very sure there's someone you can trust your information or your secret or whatever it is that you're going through. Find somebody to talk to. You are not alone, okay? You are so loved. Remember that, okay? And even if I don't know you, I always say I love you. I honestly mean that. I love you so much. I love you with the love of God. And the Lord that we serve will keep you going. And the things that are about to happen to you will come to manifestation in Jesus' name. Amen. I really had to say that first today. But today, before I speak about the topic, I'm actually addressing women entrepreneurs. So if you, and I'm very sure the people that are listening to me, you know one or two people in your circles that are running a business. I want you to share this information with them, okay? Share it with everyone in your circle. I have the full list about what I'm going to talk about. It's granting opportunities and granting funding for women entrepreneurs. I have the list right now on my blog, jumiogblog.com. If you go on my Instagram page as well, I'll also drop it in the comment section of this podcast. But go on my website, www.jumiog, just my first name, OG, and then blog at the end of it, .com. The information will also be on my Instagram. So, but before I do, I wanted to speak up on something. I was reading my morning devotional last month, and this topic caught my attention. And normally when I read my devotional and I really like the topic, I would literally take, I'll copy everything and post it into my notes, and I will read it and I will let it, literally I would meditate on the word that way. And, it helps with spiritual growth and personal growth as well. But I wanted to read some few part of that devotional to you because I really do not know who needs to hear this. And that's one thing about the podcast. When I do this, I had a testimony, one of the friends, I just met someone new in my neighborhood and she found my podcast. And when I spoke about procrastination, 2 years ago, and just happened to minister to her today. So I do know that sometimes when I speak on those things, I am definitely, with the Spirit of God leading me, touching and helping someone's life. So this was actually the word that I needed to hear and I want to share with you. And the topic was how to be fruitful, right? How to be fruitful. Everybody in our circle, even you, for example, me, especially me, I'm always trying to find ways to be fruitful, and God's plan for his children is to be fruitful and multiply. That is the purpose of man. You know, when he created Adam, what did he tell Adam? He said, be fruitful. And Eve, he told them, be fruitful and multiply. So God's intention for his children is to multiply. He doesn't expect you to be stagnant, or he doesn't expect you to make that investment and then the investment doesn't, you know, or it doesn't yield result, right? That's not the kind of God that we serve. He wants every good and perfect thing to happen to his children. And once you start believing that, trust me, every good and perfect things are going to happen to you. But that caught my attention. And the devotional was, you know, literally telling us how to be fruitful. And in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 2, it says, he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. And then I was like, oh, wow. You know, like we never really, sometimes when we read the Bible, we just read it so fast. But every single word of the Bible is living. It just didn't exist for you to read like a storybook. The word of the Lord is living. So it ministers to the soul. It says, he prunes those branches that bears fruit for even larger crops. Wow, that's amazing. It says you must submit to the pruning process. So in our lives, there is a pruning process. Everybody has to go through the pruning process. It's annoying. Oh my God. I call it the growth process. That was my last year. It's sometimes very uncomfortable, not convenient. Sometimes I tend to go to God and just complain, you know, and it's just the pruning process. We all have to go there to get to our God-ordained destination. The pruning process is extremely important. It prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. So pruning entails cutting off the dead branches and cutting back living branches. So the things that are dead in us, sometimes you wonder, why am I going through that situation? Why is this thing happening to me? And God is just pruning you for something better. Can I get an amen? Okay. Amen. I'll say the amen. He's pruning you for something better. So I just wanted to put it out there, you know, and just remind you that, you know, those challenges you're going through is a pruning process, and it's part of God's ordained purpose for your life. You know, sometimes you might think, is it the devil that is doing this to me? But no, sometimes God sends all these challenges to make you stronger, you know, to make you feel uncomfortable, to shake you, you know. It's like it tells, I don't think I've spoken about this story before on my podcast. I don't think so. I want to share it though. It was 2015 it was. We were living in an apartment in Yonkers, New York, and all of a sudden it became infested. Like we were getting loads of roaches, we were getting loads of rats. Like every day they were eating my daughter's bag, my daughter's shoes. It was horrible. We complained to the management so many times, and they said that was because the people ahead of us, like on top of our building, moved, and apparently they moved and all the bad stuff was coming down to us. And I'm like, how is that our fault? We complained. For those that know me, I love my sleep. I get 7 hours of sleep a day. Yes, I'm proud of it because, you know, you need to sleep well to be able to function well, right? But I'm quite a deep sleeper compared to my husband. He's a lighter sleeper. You can literally hear everything. Like, when he's sleeping, nothing goes past him. He's a light sleeper, but I'm a deeper sleeper. But during those times, I can hear every roach. Every mouse that moved at night, I was not sleeping. It was affecting my peace. And this was roaches and rat. I just knew that, no, this has to come to an end. And it's so funny. Before then, we've been saying, oh, we're going to buy, we're going to buy our own house. We're going to buy our own home. We're going to go through like a longer route to do it. But then when that rat situation and the roaches situation got so bad that I couldn't sleep anymore. My peace was affected. It was affecting my mental health. I would wake up in the middle of the night looking for rats. Like, it was happening so many often. My husband still laughs at me that if you want to wake Jimmy up, you need to get a rat ringtone. Back then, he used to say that. But that would wake me up, and I was a deep sleeper. But that was how horrible and terrible that season of our lives was. And I told my husband, you know what? I am not going to move to any other apartment. This is the time for us to buy our own house. And that was basically what I told, you know, my husband. We need to start working towards this because we need to get out and not just buy our own house. We need to get out of the city. The city is full of rats and bugs. I need to get out. We need to get out. And that was what literally motivated us to buy our first home. But if we didn't get uncomfortable, we probably might have still been in the apartment, you know, longer than we should. But sometimes God brings situation into our life. I'm sorry it had to be that graphic. But God brings situation into our life to shake us, to make us so uncomfortable. That's the kind of God that we serve. He prunes us. He takes us through a pruning process because he has a greater plan and a greater purpose for our life. So sis, my brother, my sister, whatever, whoever is listening, if you are going through that pruning process, just ask God for patience. Ask him for perseverance, to persevere while he prunes you. Ask him for grace. Ask him for encouragement. He will never put on you more than you can handle. That's one thing for sure. He knows you. So I wanted to put that out there today. And then the word of the day is, you know, you are fruitful and you will be fruitful. And the pruning process is all part of God's purpose for your life. Okay? That being said, I hope someone was blessed by this. I'm going to be talking about funding opportunities for women entrepreneurs that expires in February. So the reason why I'm having this is because this podcast now is because I want you to share it with as many people as possible, because the deadlines are coming up very soon for a lot of these opportunities. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the Fearless Fund and the Tory Burch Foundation. So it's the Fearless Fund and the Tory Burch Foundation. Again, all the information I'm literally reading from my website right now is on my website. So go on the website and share with everyone, you know, or apply as well. So the Fearless Fund and Tory Burch Foundation, they partnered together to launch the Women of Color Grant Program along with the crew. So this month is Black History Month. So this is, of course, to celebrate women of colors that are women entrepreneurs as well. So share with everyone you know. The award is to award up to 150 deserving small business owners $10,000 to $20,000, which is not bad at all. And they give access to a peer network to help you continue to build and grow your business. So it's just, you know, capital. Every business always needs capital. You know, every business needs capital. I don't care if you're making millions and millions, you always need capital, right? So this is a great opportunity for women of color in business, but they're hard. Eligibility, some things you have to go through to be eligible for this eligibility requirements. So you receive that amount and you participate in monthly meetings created by crew of fellow grants recipient from April 2002, 2003. So it's like a fellowship program as well. So they're not just giving you money, but they're actually going to be giving you like coaching and mentoring sessions with all the crew. This comes with crew. By Tiffany, and this is a great, you know, opportunity for those that are launching a business, or you've launched your business and you just need to grow and get to that next level. So they help you with resources and, you know, coach you and mentor you. So I think this is an awesome opportunity. Please share with everyone in your circle, okay? But the eligibility requirements, one of it is you have to have revenue generating minimum of $100,000. So $100,000 you made last year, for example, will qualify you for this. You have to identify as a woman of color, and 1 to 5 years in business is preferred. You're formed under United States law and operating in the United States, and you are for profit. And it doesn't matter what industry you're from. So it is a fantastic, fantastic opportunity. But you have to listen to this. The deadline is 9th. Of February 2022. So the deadline is literally in 6 days. So hurry and apply and share with every woman you know. So the second opportunity is Hello Alice. Hello Alice, I actually have been following them for a while. And even Tory Burch Foundation, I do follow them. So I all got this in my email, and my sister-in-law also sent them to me, which is, you know, just a confirmation. I personally applied for them all. And I'm just sharing because I, you know, sharing is caring one. And, you know, we all have to grow. Information and knowledge is power. So whatever knowledge I can, you know, share with anyone in my circle, please, you know, take advantage of them, because you never know, it could be you, right? All right, so the Boss Network and Sage Invest in Progress Grant. Okay, so it is offering $10,000 grants to help Black women entrepreneurs in need of funding and support for their business. Okay, eligible business owners can apply to this, letting us know about your experience, your commitments, and plans for the funds. 25 owners will be awarded for $10,000 grant. And 1 year of monthly, you know, they all want to help grow your business. Monthly mentorship through the Boss University, which is fantastic. So to qualify, you have to be a Black woman woman, identifying entrepreneur who is leading, executive or founder for a for-profit small business founded in the last 5 years. So if you notice it's a pattern, a lot of them want you to have been in business for 5 years. Okay. That's how, you know, they know that you're serious about growing your brand. It's not just a hobby. It's not just a side hustle. This is what you're doing. This is your living, right? Have demonstrated needs for funds and be willing to participate in a virtual mentorship program. I really like that because they really want to help you grow. They're not just giving you money, but they want to mentor you on how to use it to grow. So that's a great opportunity. The good thing about this Hello Alice grant is it expires February 25 of this year, so this month. So make sure you apply. Just apply right away. Don't even wait till the deadline, because a lot of times we forget, right? And then the opportunity passes by. So just apply. If you know any entrepreneurs, any woman that has been in business for 5 years, please, it doesn't even matter if they don't need the funds, still ask them to apply, because you always need to cash flow in your business, okay? And the third one is Black Girls Ventures. I also follow them on Instagram. They're doing great things, and I really love the entire, you know, organization. Is so they have a fellowship. It's a change agent fellowship, okay? And this will be a 9-month leadership skills program, development program. So all of them want to develop you. They want to make you better as a business owner. And they also give 10,000 stipend. And that ends, you have to apply before February 15th of this year. So those are 3 grants and 3 opportunities for women entrepreneur in this month. For this month, I'm going to try to find, anytime I get any opportunity to, or if I anything is emailed to me, I will be sharing them on my blog. So make sure you are following me on my Instagram pages at Jumi Grow, and my new baby, which I'm going to talk about next month and how this, you know, was birthed, is Jumi OG blog. The goal is to celebrate and empower women entrepreneurs all around the world. Doesn't matter if you're in my niche, doesn't matter if we're doing the same thing, girl, I am rooting for you, and I know God is too. So yeah, that's basically it. I'm going to be talking about that next year. So in my next episode, I mean, which is in 2 weeks. So I do hope this has helped someone and encouraged someone today. So that's basically it. Go on my website and get more information on how to apply. I have all the links on how to apply on my website. That being said, I love you with the love of God, and I pray that all goes well with you. God bless you. And don't forget to share this. I hope this encourages you. And don't forget to, you know, tell everybody in your network about all these opportunities I spoke about today. God bless you, and have an awesome, awesome week. Bye-bye.